Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. 800-245-0473. Call right now. That number again is 800-245-0473.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here is your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is, March 5th, 2018. And I'm down to 14% body fat now. Almost 13. Remember what I said? I'm going below 10. What the hell does that have to do with anything? Anyway, we're here to talk about everything that's going on that affects you, the market, your money, the job market, the economy, taxes, deficit, spending, scams, shams, corruption, Trump land. You name it, we cover it. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archived. We're live 6.06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button to go to Twitter at Gary Kaltbaum. You can email me. Just be nice. Read our commentary, articles. We post charts of the day, news of the day. If you want to hear what we're doing, we'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the money management button. Press the subscribe button to get our notes direct to you. And consulting button if you do it for all others or yourself, all at GaryK.com. So I was deciding how I wanted to start the show today, because as you know, I'm the voice of logic, and you all know that, right? On top of that, I'm the voice of culture, because we're just logical here. We don't play sides. We hate them all. We just don't like any of them. We think they're all the enemy, all of them, and you know where I'm talking about. But you know what I really want to talk about today? You know, I don't watch award shows. I've never really watched the Tonys. I cannot watch the Grammys anymore. I used to watch the Grammys when they played music. And very rarely I've watched the Oscars. And the reason being is that I've always, you watch it, and I would always look to my kids or my wife and say, did they cure cancer? That's what I'd always ask. When they come up to accept an award, you would think they cured cancer. They won an award for pretending to be somebody in a movie and got paid a lot of money for it, yet, oh, anyway. So I really haven't watched any. Last night I decided to watch it. For me and for you. Why? I'm Mr. Logic. So this has nothing to do with the markets, has everything to do with the land. We've already found out that the ratings are down 17% from last year. And I'm sure some of you also watched it. I put myself through it and I watched it. And let me tell you what I took from it. Hope you don't mind. I promise we're going to do a ton of markets today. Do these people think that I want to hear from them for 3.5 hours that I need to be a better person? I need to be more inclusive. I have to be better and treat this type of person better, this type of person, this type of person, this type of person. Because that's what they did for 3.5 hours. They were telling us we need to be better. These people that live in a bubble of nothingness, and what do I mean by their bubble of nothingness? They don't even know what the hell's going on in the real world. They are kissed up to, coddled by PR departments, PR people, agents, fans. They fly on private jets. They hardly go through, some of them do, go through airports. They live in 20,000 square foot houses. They make anywhere between a couple of million to some make 20 million a movie. And they're telling us how we have to be. You see, the difference between me and them, I don't see differing people. A human being is a human being is a human being. I treat everybody the same. Race, creed, color. I can't deal with this gender thing, though. I think in California they have now 34 or 28 or 30 genders that somebody can sign their name as, X, Y, Z, B, or whatever. I'm sorry, I can't deal with that. But they're telling me I have to be more tolerant. They're telling you you have to be more tolerant. And of course, then there's this whole thing about the sexual harassment thing and Harvey Weinstein and stuff like that. But then I was thinking to myself, now y'all can correct me if I'm wrong. Jimmy Kimmel. I think he's brilliant. I think he's funny. I love him on Howard Stern. I love that he ended the whole show, hit him with the hein. But this whole thing about the Me Too movement, isn't it selective? Yes. It's only if they like you, you're okay. If they dislike you, they hate you. Because in case you don't know, Jimmy Kimmel used to be a host of something called The Man Show. And let me tell you the least dirty part of The Man Show. And by the way, I'm not a prude, but let me tell you the least dirty. It was women in bikinis jumping on trampolines. But now he's your host of the Oscars. But he's cool. He's okay. Right? But these same women who were telling me how I have to treat women are okay with Jimmy Kimmel, who had no problem with women jumping on trampolines and bikinis. You get my point there, right? And I love Jimmy Kimmel, don't get me wrong. And then I can't get over the other part. The movie of the year, the Best Picture Award, went to a movie about a mute orphan who lives alone and works as a cleaner at some secret government lab. And they receive some amphibian creature that's in a tank that they found in a river in South America, something like that. And then she has sex with the creature. That won Best Picture. Really? Really? You know, if you all want to see a great movie on fish, The Incredible Mr. Limpet with Don Knotts. And we'd have to worry about somebody, a girl having sex with an amphibian creature. So anyway, I think they're basically insane. Not all of them. You can kind of tell who isn't, but you can tell who is. They're insane. I think they cure cancer for a living when all they do is pretend to be somebody. Yay. And then tell you how you need to think. That'll be the last Academy Award show I will watch. Unless Johnny Carson comes back to life. He had class. Anyway, it's a very weird world where you have these people with 50 million Twitter followers that don't even speak. You know what they do? They take selfies of them, of their boobs and their butts, and they have 50 million followers, and then they sell a ton of lipstick to young kids. It's very weird to watch. It really is. And that show last night, seriously, if you would have told me this is Saturday Night Live and this was all a comedy act, the whole 3.5 hours, I would have believed you. Because they actually look like a gigantic comedy act. And a girl having sex with an amphibious fish from the Amazon won Best Picture. And they wonder why ratings are down big. And they're wondering why a lot of people just don't watch them movies anymore. I don't think they care. 5 million, 10 million a picture. God bless them. God bless them. Anyway, I just had to do that. What do you think? You can email me. I'm sure you all agree. Up next, full market wrap. Lots to talk about. Remember what I told you? Ping pong. And we're getting ping pong. I'll explain up next on This the One Only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Oh, you're Paul. I'm the new Sprintern.
Sprint plus...
Intern. Yeah, clever, right?
I was just...
Looking at getting an amazing iPhone 8?
Yeah, because...
They have an all-glass design, advanced cameras, A11 bionic chip, wireless charging...
And you get the best price for unlimited. Nice meeting you. I'm gonna...
Yeah, now you're going to give your second phone to your new friend. Wow, Paul! It's amazing. I love it.
Get the best price for unlimited. And now get one iPhone 8 and give a second one on us. Or get the unrivaled iPhone 10 now for just $20 per month. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com/iPhone, or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today.
Requires 18-month leases for well-qualified customers. Early termination results remaining amounts due. Excludes tax credits applied within two bills. iPhone 8, 64GB, $29.17 a month. Second iPhone 8 after $29.17 a month credit. iPhone 10, 64GB, $30 a month after $21.67 a month credit. Compared to unlimited HD plans for five lines, carrier features differ. Coverage and offer not everywhere subject to credit and $30 activation fee. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil, it's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now.
800-834-4690. 800-834-4690. That's 800-834-4690.
Biz Talk Radio.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. And they're now saying the show last night is the lowest viewership in history. I can see why. And I added one more thing, and then we'll get right into the markets. Think of every person you ever met in junior high and high school that always got beat up at gym. And you know what I mean by beat up. Picked on because they were just obnoxious punks. You know, the ones Eddie Haskell likes. You ever watch Leave It to Beaver? They were Eddie Haskell. I really think every one of these people in Trump's purview that were in his campaign, that's all of them. They got this new guy out today. I never even heard of the guy. Sam Nunberg, and he's doing these interviews on all these shows. He is defying a subpoena from this guy Mueller on the Trump thing. And I'm watching this guy's interview. And this guy is Eddie Haskell. There, Lewandowski, another guy. Eddie Haskell. Manafort, a good dressing Eddie Haskell. Where did they find these people from? You got to watch this yutz on TV. He was part of a presidential campaign. I got news for you. I wouldn't let him be a part of campaign somebody running for dog catcher. Eh, maybe be okay there. But I'm watching this guy. Oh my goodness gracious. How did this guy win, Donald Trump? I know how. She was a yutz. Wow. You know, it's not Donald Trump that picks all these people. You know that. He has somebody at the top and... It's almost like they decided to pick every moronic, imbecilic humanoid in this land. And he won! You know, you really can't defy subpoenas. You kind of sort of could go to jail and sit in a 6x9 until they, you know, you know, I mean, I'm no Melvin Belli, but is there anything else I want to waste your time on before I get going on the markets? Oh, yes, Phil Mickelson. I met Phil Mickelson once. I was in Vegas at a concert. I believe it was Fleetwood Mac. And he was with his wife, and I walked right up to him. I introduced myself. I said hello, told him I'm a big fan. He shook my hand. He asked me about me. He got It was great. Nicest guy. He won yesterday at the age of 47 in the golf tournament, even though I had Justin Thomas in my fantasy league, and I would have done better if Justin Thomas would have won, but I was happy Mickelson won. So good on Phil Mickelson. And he's playing great ball. He's got a real good chance of winning the Masters because he knows the course like the back of his hand. Now I'm done wasting your time. That said, ladies and gentlemen, time for today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Just your normal everyday. We were down 150 near the open. We finished up 336 on the Dow. And we were up about 420 at one time and before we pulled back at the end of the day. Just your average everyday in our markets right now. We're down 150, and boom, up almost four. We're up 336. And what happened today? You know, they're telling us the reason why we rallied is because the market realized Trump may not be doing any of these tariffs / taxes, but that's not true. And the fact is, the market topped out before he even mentioned tariffs last week, and he said nothing different today, and the market rallied. So what's going on here? Well, they need to give you a why. W-H-Y. I don't. We just think it's ping pong. We've told you that for a bit of time now, and we're going to continue with it. What is ping pong? It's simple. The market finds 2 points on the upside and the downside and does not get through the upside, but does not penetrate the downside, and it goes back and forth in somewhat of a wide range. We had a 12% high to a low, depending on which index you look at, and I think what you have now is ping pong. That's all. I don't need why. I don't need a reason. But in that ping pong, dang, there's some leadership in there. Now, let me be clear. 60% of the market, not even on my screens. Bearish phase. Bear markets. Call it what you want. Interesting enough, some of the worst areas bounced nicely today. What have we been bearish on? Utilities, real estate, they were up today. Oils were up today. A lot of the bearish areas bounced, but what's more important to us is our leadership names just are popping now. And we have a few other names to add today. And may I be clear, I'm surprised. For how bad the market has acted, I'm really surprised they're able to juice a select few names in the marketplace. Now, sector-wise, two things stick out. Semiconductors remain strong. Financials, the KRE and the KBE were already strong before today on a relative basis. They bought up some of the bigger names today. Bank America, JP Morgan hold the 50-day moving average. Goldman Sachs gets right back above the 50-day moving average. That's of import. Semiconductors, financials, what is the two most important groups to our work? Semiconductors and financials. While they're not in gear and going up right now, they are not getting hit. They are not getting bruised. They've had some moves to the downside, but they're right back up. And I got news for you. There's no chance of going into a bear market. There's no chance of breaking the all-important 200-day moving average, the long-term moving average, unless these two areas crack, and they ain't cracking yet. In fact, there's some names moving out of range. In semiconductor land, couple of names we'll talk to you about in a little bit. And financials, as we said, strong action in Comerica, PNC, SunTrust, Regions Financial, Zions National Bancorp, Ameritrade, E-Trade. So that's the story, even with all the wide swings. So up next, we delve deeper and much more. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. 800-306-1760. That's 800-306-1760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get paychecks. More than half a million small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Biz Talk Radio. Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on its feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're going to feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Hope you're having a good day. Good day in the market. Was down 150 early. And again, I want to repeat something because I know what you hear. It was this. It was that. No. We're just ping pong. 15 months topped out on January 29th, bottomed out February 9th, and now we're going back and forth. And now we just got to figure out what sectors will do well, what sectors won't. And then in the fullness of time, we'll figure out whether we're going to break to the downside to the upside, but during that time, we can specifically tell you there is no chance of breaking to the downside if semiconductors are not heading down and if financials are not heading down. I don't care what the rest of the world does. They have such a great reputation because of evidence throughout the years of leadership in the markets. I have never seen a bear market when financials are in shape. Not necessarily going up, but are in shape. And I can safely say that about the semiconductors also, why we watch them closely. And when I see the SOX, the Philadelphia Semiconductor Index, holding the 50-day moving average on this pullback, and when everything was getting trashed into February 9th, holding that vital support, and now potentially breaking out, tells me the market isn't going to crack. And then you got something like a Micron, symbol MU, which breaks out today on 50% higher volume, earnings in about 3 weeks. Applied Materials, looks like Micron before it broke out, symbol AAT. Intel, back at highs after getting absolutely trashed when the market got trashed into February 9th. Just a few names. And when you have a chance, you could go scan other semiconductor names to see where the leadership is. We'll let you do a little bit of that work yourselves, if you don't mind. And while the market's been acting poorly, how about symbol SQ, Square? Breaks out of, one, two, three, four-month base, volume double average today. Earnings up 60, revenues up 36. And by the way, just because we mention these things does not mean they don't turn right back around and head down. We're reporting to you the news. Or Twitter starts moving out of a flag pattern today. And what is a flag? We've been mentioning these names to you recently. Twitter, a flag means straight up the pole and make a right turn, like a flag. And volume was a little bit better than normal today for Twitter. And NTNX, Nutanix, breaks out on Friday, goes up 3 today to 42. Great sales growth, but loses money. Kind of on my radar screen, but I just have something against buying anything that loses money. But I'm making the point, another name. And there's that list we gave you. Grubhub, Salesforce.com, MasterCard, Visa, Splunk, Red Hat, all act well. And we've also tell you, watch Boeing and Amazon. Boeing got hit pretty damn good over the last 3 days, up 8 today after being down 7 early. Guess where it dropped down to? Right near the 50-day moving average before bouncing. Now, we were told Boeing and the defense stocks got hit because of tariffs. But I got news for you. Trump kind of sort of doubled down on the tariffs today. And by the way, a bunch of Trumpsters started ripping me to shreds on Twitter. One of them saying, I hate America. So, you know, I block people like that. I don't even get into debates with idiots. Imagine. Because I think there's a better way than going about telling the world that a trade wars are good and I hate America. Some of you Trumpsters got to get a life. I have news for you. There's nobody perfect. You got that? Even Donald Trump is wrong sometimes. You got that? Anyway, so Boeing was a big help. Amazon today up 23 after being down 16 early. And may I mention, what was the other one? Netflix. That was up 13 today, another new high for Netflix. And those two are the biggest, strongest names that have not pulled back at all. And then as you get into the financials, as I mentioned, go look at BAC. Bank of America, important. You'll see when they trashed it February 9th, it held right around the 50-day and got back above it as soon as the market stopped going down. And guess what it touched on Friday, and then what did it do today? It rallied off of it. And JP Morgan looks about the same. Guess what? Watch these two names. If they break below the 50-day and start cracking, we'll know a little bit more. But right now, evidence in, we ain't breaking those lows. And we've told you we didn't think that was going to happen anyhow, but that was guess. Based on the big reversal, the heavy volume on the reversal. But now we're getting some more cards come out of the deck with the better action, the semis, a few growth names breaking out to new highs, financials doing better. By the way, if you look at the KRE, which is the regionals, looks like it's going to break out of this range. About 6 weeks of trading range. Oil's better day, but I can't give you much in leadership there. Caterpillar and Deere both up 4 today. We were told they dropped because of the tariffs. Wait a minute, how'd they rally today because of the tariffs? You get my point on the why? If I'm asked them back against the wall, you know what I'll say? Yeah, maybe it was because of that. Can't go any further than that. And I love when somebody's on the tube telling you we're down because of the tariffs, and now they're saying we're up because of the tariffs. We love people. Quite insane, but we love people. Anyway, that's some general thoughts on the stuff. Movers of the day, and it was quite the interesting. We're going to do downside just for the heck of it. How about Amnitis Bio? Whatever. Down 10, 118. IPG Photonics down 9, breaking the 50-day. AutoZone 7, Stamps.com 5, Ebix 5, 4 more. American Woodwork, Children's Place, retail not so good today. RH Corp. I lost money on that about 3 months ago. Three or more, China Lodging, Broadcom, Marriott. Marriott's breaking below the 50-day. Dillard's Department Stores. Domino's Pizza delivers. United Therapeutics, Vectrus. Burlington Stores. Elbit Systems, Universal Display. Bio-Rad Labs and J.B. Hunt. Those are the threes. Two or more, Coherent, Simprest. Landstar, Magellan Health. We'll stop there. Should I start the upsides? Let me see. Okay. Booking Holdings, that's the old price line, up 39 today, but it's a $2,000 stock. And let me be clear, gapped up 3 days ago, settled down, looks like it wants to move. So if you're looking for a stock that's in the $2,000 range, this may be the one. Amazon is mentioned up 23. Everest 3 up 15. I didn't see the news. Cable 115. Netflix 13, as mentioned. Charter Communications, ooh, up 13. XL Group, that's a buyout, up 12. Google up 12. Nondescript at this point in time. Arista Networks up 10. Gap's down, settles in, comes back up in, into the gap. Bluebird Bio. Bluebird Bio, up 9. 8 or more, CoStar Group, as mentioned, Boeing. 7 or more, BlackRock, Loxo Oncology. I'll stop there for the second, because I know when my music's about to play. By the way, this Eddie Haskell type is on MSNBC right now doing an interview. He does wear a nice tie, though, I must admit. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you can become anything you want to become. When I see some of these people end up in a presidential administration, damn. Up next, more of this, that, and the other thing, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills and ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill for pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're listening to.
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge. With Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Hey, remember what I told you, right? What'd I tell you? Nothing was going to get done on guns. Remember that. Just remember. Why? Republicans don't want to, and Democrats lie that they do want to. But Democrats really don't because they're worried about losing a ton of votes, especially in those mid-states. And, of course, the media used these kids and brought them on TV, and they're going to throw the kids away like they're yesterday's trash also, because that's what the media does. But the little things are happening. State of Florida, they passed a bill. At least the Senate raised the age to buy a firearm from 18 to 21. I don't think anybody can complain about that. I heard somebody say, well, my 19-year-old wants to go deer hunting. Good. So you're the parent, and I guess he can still go deer hunting. I mean, if you think about it, I can't buy a beer, but I can buy a gun. There's something wrong with that. And I guess a 3-day waiting period for gun purchases also, with some exceptions. It's got to go to the House. This is Florida, by the way. Do you see anything going on nationally? Have you seen anything done nationally yet? Remember who told you. I know my politics. I know who's full of caca. They all are. Just remember that. Flim flam. Three-card Monty. Look in this hand, but don't pay attention to the other hand. Just remember what's happening here. It's not hard to figure out. McConnell and Ryan, oh, we care about debt and deficits, and Democrats are the big spenders, and then McConnell and Ryan raise spending $300 billion a year. You don't see anybody complaining because the socialists and the media actually like that. But amazingly, on the right, the Heritage Foundation, that's supposedly conservative, is applauding them. You know what my message to the Heritage is? Screw you. Ain't getting a dime from me. Remember, they're all fair weather fans. It's all about money. They don't really care. It's all about how much money they can raise and how much power they have. The rest is just noise. Hopefully you figure that out by now. I've given up hope. Why? They're the enemy. We all got to take care of ourselves. We have to take care of each other. They're the enemy. I wish there was a way we can throw them all out. I wish there was a way we can clean up, clean them out. Every single one of them. I wish that there isn't a way. Do you know Nancy Pelosi's in a district that votes 87% Democrat? She can never lose. She can't lose. She will be there till she's dead. And so is other people. I just saw a senator, I think from Tennessee or something, Mississippi. He's retiring. He's 81 years old, ill health. He's been there forever. A party to all the debt and deficits. Bye-bye. Hope your health's not so bad. We don't wish any bad on people. Except maybe that rat you-know-what who killed the kids in Parkland. Anyway, I just wanted to make note that in case you guys have hope that things are going to change, and it's not. And just realize the media is also going to drop the gun control thing, because they always do, until the next one. Remember Vegas? They went nuts for about a week, and then that was it. This is how it works. It's a machine. It's an industry. It's an industry of sleight of hand. And we're supposed to be the marks. Well, I'm not a mark. We don't want you to be a mark. And sorry, Trump is part of the swamp. He was part of adding the $300 billion of spending per year. He doesn't care that we now have $1 trillion deficits each year. He does not care. He is also in the swamp. He needs those 6-foot boots. Yeah, you Trumpsters. You like him? $1 trillion a year debt? Oh, he inherited. No, not that last $300 billion. Sorry. All right, six or more. Intuitive Surgical, Equinix, Market Taxis, Credit Acceptance, Lending Tree, NetTees, five or more, O'Reilly Automotive, Zebra Tech, Sage Therapeutics, IDEX Labs, Amgen, I missed that one. Amgen's in a big base, but, that's right, I love my, well, my computer's not working. What I want to do is see what their earnings are, and it's not moving. There you go. Earnings flat, revenues down 3%, so we're not an Amgen fan. But we are letting you know the stock's acting pretty decently. Goldman Sachs, four more. ASML Holdings, watch that one. Westlake Chemical, Caterpillar, Allergan, Ameriprise Financial. W.W. Granger holds the 50-day moving average. Roper Tech. Proof Point, that's a new high. Square, as mentioned, Insight Corp, Baidu, SVB Financial, some of these regionals, Deere, Lam Research, A Biomed, Neurocrine Biosciences, Equifax. Remember that Equifax? That's the one that had that whole hacking thing. Stock's repairing itself. And we'll stop it there with the fours. That is your ever popular over top movers of the day. So today, we pinged. Last week, we ponged. Tomorrow, that'll be for tomorrow. Have a great evening. Drive carefully when you get home. Do like we do. Simple procedure. Make sure you hug your children. Good night, all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show, or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.